You need a great opener, like somehow we're adults. Do do.
We could record that right now.
Some kind of like.
We could record that right now.
Everybody, be quiet.
Somehow we're adults.
So I have been wanting to talk about this for a hot minute. Scheduling has been so huge recently. I feel like it's like a cheat code.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's been we so to cue everybody in, we keep a shared calendar. So we use, I mean, you don't have to use this, you don't have to do this at all, but in general, what we do is we use Google Calendar, and there is her stuff, there's my stuff, and then there's both of our stuff.
Like, I have my calendar, he has his calendar, and whatever I add, he can see, and whatever he adds, I can see. And we have it set up to where it's like, I have a color, he has a color, and anything where we both have to show up for the event or something that we both have mm-hmm. to do is in a different color.
Like, for me, my stuff shows in blue, the stuff for both of us shows up in purple, and the stuff for her shows up in orange. So, like, when I look at our calendar, it's, you know, a bunch of different colors. Like, you know, I think yellow is what we chose for birthdays. So, like, we keep it on our calendar when it's somebody's birthday. Like, I think national holidays are green.
Mm-hmm.
So, those two are just default. But then, like, you look at our calendar, it's just, like, mix of colors.
The colors are different, too, because for me, obviously, I want it to look pretty. So, I have my stuff in pink, our stuff in, like, a light blue, and then his stuff is in orange, and then everything else is kind of, like, in a yellow for, like, birthdays. So, you both can have the same thing, but it still be visually pleasing for whoever is looking at it.
When I look at her calendar, it looks completely different color-wise than mine. But it regardless, there's a color separation. Now, that's not the main thing that I wanted to touch on. It was just that we have a calendar that we share. It was that, like, I have, as a guy in a relationship, and I'm sure if there's any lady listening to this thinking about their significant other, like, I was notorious for saying, I'll get to it when I get to it, about any projects around the house.
And then I'm nagging because it's been 4 months and he hasn't touched it, so.
A lot of times, and this is a pride and ego thing with guys, is she would be like, I want the coffee table to be a different color, or what's another example?
And it's more of like, I can do it myself, but I'm probably not going to do a good as job as you. But if you don't get to it within the next month, I'm just going to do it myself. Well,
not even that. It's like, hey, I want this shelving to put coffee cups up. And I'm like, oh, I can make that. And you're like, okay, great. Can you make them for me? And it's like, okay, I'll do it. And then next thing you know, 6 months have gone by, you never made it, and it would have been like the $20 to $30 you would have saved instead of buying the shelves but doing it yourself, you just lost because of, like, say, like, it would have just been cheaper and easier on your mind if you just went ahead and paid the extra money and done it.
I could have just gone to a store, purchased it, and hung it up myself. Like,
there was a lot of instances where it's like, she wanted to buy something, and I go, don't buy that. That's crazy. They're asking that much money. I can make something like that. And then it took 6 months or better, or it never got made.
Or it was also, for me, it was more of like, you're out there like helping other people do different stuff, but you can't finish the projects that are made for this house. Like,
'cause a buddy,
To me, it's like, I don't care what you do. I don't care where you go. I don't care who you're with. But you got to take care of your house first before you can spend time with other people or like do or help other people do something else. That's like my only thing. I'm like, if our stuff is taken care of, like, I don't care.
Let's talk about the scheduling side of things. That can be a whole other podcast.
No, but I'm just talking about like why it was important. Because to me, that was like a big like point of like stress for the both of us, because like, you would do something, and then I would have asked you for something, and it's like 3 months later, and it still hasn't done.
Yeah. Basically, for guys, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, because I know friends and family members that go through the same thing. It's like, you say, you end up like getting a bunch of special projects, and they end up all piling up, and then next thing you know, you look around, and you've got like 20 to 30 things that all take several hours to do, and you just get overwhelmed. So instead of doing any of them, you ignore all of them and you go hang out with your buddies, or you go help a friend do something, or you go your strategy ends up being avoidance. So my hack has always been, I'm a procrastinator. So with the scheduling, what I've started doing was if it's something that weighs on my mind and I know I need to do it, what's something recently that I've done that I needed to plan out? Trimming trees.
Yeah. The thing in our laundry room.
One example is fine, babe. Stop. You don't have to tell everybody all the things I needed to do. No, I'm just kidding. But
I could go on forever.
Shut up. So the trimming trees thing, right? Like, I go, okay, what do I need? Like, I started thinking about it. I'm like, okay, I need to do this. But it's like active procrastination. And that's what helps me so much, is I'm a procrastinator, because I'll just get to it when I get to it. So what I started doing is I would look at my calendar and I'd be like, okay, we got plans this weekend, next weekend, the weekend after that. Oh, I've got jiu-jitsu these days, podcast this time. And then you look at everything and you already pretty much like 2 to 3 weeks from the current date at any time, I pretty much know what I'm doing. As long as I'm not dead, I pretty much know what I'm doing. And I would schedule it out for like a month away. And I'd be like, okay, so when I think about trimming the trees, I need lopping shears. I need my truck. Truck's always here, whatever. Lopping shears, I need to borrow some or buy some, either way. And then how long is it going to take me to do this? Maybe 3-4 hours. And I'm like, okay, so let's schedule a time chunk on Saturday a month from now for 3 to 4 hours, you know, 8 a.m. to noon or something like that, to go out and trim the trees. And then I won't schedule anything in that time. And if anyone asks me if I'm doing anything that day, I'm like, yeah, I'm doing yard work that morning. I've got to do some trim some trees. And then next thing you know, like, I've felt that time goes by so quick. Mm-hmm. In our age, like, it feels like the days go by slow, but the weeks go by at like rapid speed. And so for me, that month, that it feels good to procrastinate it. And then not only that, it feels good that I have time carved away for it. And then by the time the day actually gets there, I'm like so at peace. And then next thing you know, if you do that with multiple projects you have that you're procrastinating, it felt like a freaking cheat code. Cause like all of the projects that used to stress me out, like, I have to sit down and actively think now what I have to do, because I've knocked out so many projects since then. Like pressure washing the house, trimming trees, like built the thing for the laundry room. I fixed the picnic bench that we have. And these are all things like you have to plan around them sometimes. Make sure you have materials for it, and like, you know, I mean, just so many. I could go on and on. It was like 30 different things at one point that were just stressing me out beyond belief. Mm-hmm. How has that affected you since I've started doing that?
The calendar itself, like the planning process, I find beneficial in a different way, because as far as like house stuff goes, or like things that need to be done like on a regular basis, I'm kind of like, I see it, I do it. If there's dishes, I do it. If there's laundry, I do it. If like the floor needs to be vacuumed, I do it. So to me, it's more of like, I get carried away doing too much that I will start, like, it'll be 10 o'clock and I'm carpet cleaning. Like, yeah, like yeah. It's really, really bad, because it's like, once I start whatever it is I'm doing, I just create a whole nother project that takes 3 hours that I'm like 20 minutes into, and now I can't stop. So that's part of like my OCD with like, I need to have my house clean, and that's like a whole nother thing that I'm not even gonna get into. Like legitimately, like not saying it just to say it, but, it's helped me with that, because I know like, okay, there's things that I need to do on a daily basis, like dishes, laundry, like just basic stuff. But if it's a big project that I know it's going to take me more than an hour, I schedule it out. So it's like, I had to train myself to know that, okay, it's not going to get done today. And that's a whole nother thing for my brain. But there's going to be a time within the next week that we have already set aside for it to be completed. So that just has helped me like not go overboard.
How does it help with, as far as like me and getting projects done? Like, because it's been like a 180 degree difference, right, for you?
Yeah. Well, I'm telling my side of it. So that's one of the benefits that I find, that it's just not just like I can plan things out and I don't have to like be up at 1 o'clock in the morning finishing something I started. The other thing that I find more beneficial and it's different than yours, is the social stuff. Because I have a very limited social battery.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have plans in the morning, we're meeting someone at 9. And then we have a baby shower at 12. And then we have to run over to X, Y, and Z's person at 4. And then we have dinner at 7. I lose my mind. So it kind of just...
The calendar doesn't help with that at
no,
all.
No, but it does help because I know what's coming up. And I know that if we have too much stuff, I'm going to tell you, start telling people no.
Yeah.
So, like, it kind of helps with just, like, knowing what you're doing that day if you're someone like me.
Before the calendar, just to... Sorry to butt in, but before the calendar, it would be easy for me to just say we're doing these four things in my mind, and it's not a daunting task to me. And then you would hear that and be like, oh, my God, I don't want to do anything.
Like, I would have a meltdown.
I have a headache. I have
like,
a headache. I can't
I
go.
Would be like, I quit. Like, yeah. I'm canceling these two plans. So you can go by yourself.
And now when you can see the calendar, for me... I don't think, for social things, I don't think twice about it. And then for you, you can be like, hey, can we not do XYZ this day? Because that's going to be too much for me or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I just need to, like, I have this thing where I just need to know what's happening. So if there's too many tasks and you verbally told me and I completely forgot about it and the day comes and there's 5 things going on, I'm going to freak out.
Yeah.
So to me, it's just kind of helped me know what's happening every single day. Like, any big major events, and it's also kind of helped me keep track of time. Okay, so I gotta be there at like 5, so now I know that I need to start getting ready at 4. Like, it just time wise it helps a lot more as far as like you go and you getting things done. It helps me not be mean to you.
and men, that is exactly what we want. We want our wives to be nice to us. So take the first action. Start scheduling, like, your projects out. I promise you, if you go on this Saturday, this is what I'm doing. I mean, not to be like super philosophical, but like they say the hardest part of doing anything is starting, right? Like the hardest part's to start. Once you start, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
So like most men... they delay that starting process. And what I've noticed about every project that I've gotten to, because of the calendar, it schedules a start time for me. Mm-hmm. And that's what's been so good for me, is be like, okay, I know I'm starting this. Like, just stupid shit, like getting life insurance, or like meeting with tax people to go over our taxes, or transitioning our 401ks mm-hmm. from a previous employer to a new employer. Like, those things, I like to do those things.
So and it's weird.
But it's still been one of those things where I'm like, oh, I need to get around to doing mm-hmm. that.
And then you could push it back 3 months and it never got done.
Right. It could take us a year and a half. But mm-hmm. now, since we've started calendarizing everything, maybe that should be the name of the podcast, Calendarizing.
I don't think that's a word.
I made it, okay? It's mine. Hee-hee. But ever since we've started doing that, like, I feel like as time goes on, I feel like we're making the best use of our time. And it's not like we're just working on projects either because of the calendar. It's like you said, social things. Like mm-hmm. a big one for me that was recently was hunting. We have always had issues like scheduling time to hunt because of the calendar and because of, like, you know, we're at a stage in life where it's just so easy to be pulled in 16 different directions. You know, mm-hmm. we do between the podcast, between hunting, between jiu-jitsu, between, you know, your family, my family. Like, it just, it begins to be a lot to schedule. And, like, the people that I hunt with, sometimes they'd be like, oh, hey, are you going this weekend? And I'm like, this weekend? Bitch, I can't go for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, next thing you know, it's like, I'm like, okay, so I got with my hunting buddies and I was like, hey, like, let's sit down and... like, I think we were like 2 months away from hunting season starting. And I was like, let's just block off what weekends we want to go, because we already knew when birthdays were around that time too. So we could at least plan around birthdays. Those are the big things where it's like, oh, it's their birthday party. I can't miss that. But
it's like a pet peeve of mine when like people's birthday come around, you're like, oh shit. It's like, you've known.
It's the same time every year. Yeah. Christmas surprises
the last
people.
However many years that their birthday is on this day.
Yep.
Like, it's not a surprise. You just failed to plan.
Yeah. Yep. So we sat down and we planned out like more weekends to go hunting this year than I think we have ever gone before. But the reason we've never gone as many times is because we've always had reasons to not go.
Mm-hmm.
But now it feels like we have reasons to go because we've blocked the weekend. Like, we have like dedicated a chunk of like Like, I'm going hunting this weekend. I went to the woods last weekend. I'm skipping a weekend and then going again. Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, when we planned our Georgia vacation, like...
That was months ago.
Right. But it felt like forever away when we scheduled it. That's next weekend. You know what I mean? That's crazy to me.
There's nothing more annoying, too, than when you're talking to someone and trying to schedule plans and they're like, oh, well, I don't know.
I'll let you know.
I don't plan that far ahead. Or, like, oof. I'll let you know, like... Literally, it's like you are wasting your life if you cannot schedule an hour to go grab coffee with someone because you do not plan that far ahead.
There is a point too with the calendar too, and it's hard to navigate because like most people think of us and they're like, oh, they probably have an itinerary when they go on vacation. It's like, no, we're very unplanned people. That's why having a calendar helps us so much, is because it keeps like a loose framework of what we're doing. And you want to talk about like what we did for the honeymoon, like how that helped us?
Like, we literally were like, we're gonna stay at this place, we're gonna go to this area, these are like the top three things we want to see. We didn't have a specific date as to when we wanted to see them, we just knew we wanted to go. And like, as we went through our days, we're like, okay, today we're gonna knock this one out. And then everything in between was just free time. Like, if we wanted to go to a coffee shop, if we wanted to go look at the shops, if we wanted to go walk, like,
we did there was we no... Yeah.
And that's, like, on a day-to-day basis, too, for someone who is type A and really bad at, like, not at relaxing. Let's just put it that way. Like, yeah. I can't just chill. Like, I do not chill.
You chill all the time, but you only do it on your terms.
Yeah, like, if I feel like I have done what I need to do, then I can chill. I'm not someone that can just, like, okay, there's dishes and shit in the house that needs to be done. Let me go sit on the couch and do nothing. Like,
you're sometimes that way.
I'm that way if I've, like, reached my max and I'm overwhelmed and I'm shut down.
Yeah.
But that's a bad way to be. Yeah. But this way, it's like... I know that we have so much stuff going on, but there's like a 3-hour gap in between each thing that we're doing.
Right.
So I have 3 hours to do whatever I want. I can read. I can go take a nap. Like, there's no, like, it kind of allows you to have more free time and actually enjoy your free time without stressing because you have already organized your day.
It allows you to get things done while also maintaining your sanity.
Like my 48-hour rule. Okay.
Can I make it, before we move to your 48-hour one, just hold that thought. So, so to be more specific than the broad terms she was giving, when we went to our honeymoon, we knew what state we were going to stay in at what dates. And then besides that, we had the Airbnb, and the only reason we did that was because we had the Airbnbs planned out. You know, you had to check in and check out times and dates. So,
and we
knew,
had, like, specific tasks that we wanted to do, but not...
We knew what days we were traveling, and that was basically it. And then, like she said, we went to Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico, the four corner states. Started in Colorado, then went to Utah. So, like, let's say in Colorado, we knew we wanted to go skiing. We stayed in Breckenridge, which is a dope-ass town. We had planned, like, loosely in our heads that we could go skiing for the 2 days that we were in the town, like, 2 full days that we were in the town without traveling. That ended up changing, but then but we skied one of the days, and then we just enjoyed the town the next day. We didn't even ski the full first day. Then in Utah, we knew we wanted to do a lot of the national parks. We wanted to go to Zion, we wanted to go to Bryce Canyon, we wanted to go to the what's the desert there called, the Petrified Forest or something.
Never
like that.
Never made it there.
I know. As I'm telling the people. I'm telling the people.
Okay.
But no. So. Basically, we ended up, like, on the third day we were in Utah, like, we were literally like, okay, what do you want to do today? And we're like, okay, we went to Zion already, we went to Bryce Canyon already, we're like, honestly, like, kind of just want to chill.
Or like, I'm tired of looking at nature.
Not even tired of looking at nature, it's like, everything we went to was like a 3-hour drive there and a 3-hour drive back, and like, we just didn't have the energy for it.
Which, the drives were the most beautiful, like, drives I've ever taken in my life.
Oh yeah, for a Floridian, going and driving through backwoods Utah.
Just from Colorado to Utah was probably like the most insane drive I've, and I did it myself.
Yeah, but to say that, then you did, you know, Utah to Arizona, which, what a mindfuck going from Utah to Arizona, because if you're going through like central Utah, it's all like plateaus and rocks and like green and mountains with snow on it. Like, it's beautiful. It's like, you know, beautiful. And then it slowly transitions into red dirt. and like very rocky red clay desert kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It was super cool.
Colorado to Utah was my favorite.
Yeah, that for certain.
Like driving through like all of like the red like canyons and mountains and stuff like that was cool.
It was all cool. But we're not here to talk about the honeymoon.
Okay.
All right. Tell everybody about your 48-hour. I just wanted to explain to people, like we still had loose plans. Like that third day in Utah, we ended up like going to a coffee shop and like some obscure hamburger joint. Like it was just because we had the things we wanted to do. We knocked out the most important things to us early on because we knew what they were, and that helped out a ton.
So prior to our planning and getting our life together and all that stuff, people would invite me to do things like, oh, do you want to go like out tonight? Or do you want to like do something like tomorrow morning with like a 2-hour like notice? And 99.9% of the time, it was going to be a flat out no.
Why is
so that? My friends started knowing that unless you asked me 48 hours in advance, this was prior to all of this, I was going to say no. Like, I already had plans. I already had, like, a whole list in my brain that I needed to do. More than likely, I was going to get there, and whatever event we were planning was going to start, like, 2 hours after what we planned, where I could have, like, done something else. Like, it was just not a good situation. So I started telling people that unless you tell me 48 hours in advance, I'm probably not going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But now, no.
Even then, even if it was 72 hours in advance, you'd still be like, I've got things I'm doing on Saturday.
It depended how like far in my brain I had already planned, because I'm like, I've already planned an entire day of things I need to do, and now you want me to rearrange my day for a last minute something. Like,
Danny's not a good person to handle stress.
I'm not. I am like so OCD and like type A personality that like if I have a list of things to do, I'm going to do everything in that list, and if you rearrange my list, I'm gonna freak out.
Okay, so like just to put it in perspective, if you've ever seen The Office, she's Angela. If you've ever seen
Angela with planning, is 100% me.
Hold up, Angela. She's Angela if you watch The Office. If you watch Friends, she's Monica. If you watch Parks and Rec, she's like Anne's personality, but with Leslie's planning. So imagine like the darkness of Anne.
It's not Anne. That's not her name.
Or not Anne. Andy's wife. What's that? What's her name? Andy Dwyer's wife.
Whatever her name is.
Oh my God! What is her name?
I don't know. Google.
What is that character's name? Why is this an issue right now? This has not been an issue. What is her name? Danny, you know her name.
I'm horrible with names in general.
Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec. Oh my gosh, this is going to kill me. I have to have this. Parks and Rec. April.
April. There you go.
April Ludgate. So she's April.
Personality-wise.
But with Leslie's,
like OCD character. I will have a whole planner made.
She's the bad parts of Leslie and the bad parts of April together.
Great personality.
It's a great call, right?
Yep, yep.
So she doesn't handle stress well. No, so this calendar has been just an epic change to that.
Game changer. Because now I'm like, okay, well, I actually really have like 3 things to do today that cannot be missed. And now after those 3 things are done, depending on what time they're scheduled. And I'm not talking about like clean the carpets from like 5 to 6 and you can't do anything else from 5 to 6. No, like if I have time in the morning, I'll do it. Like it's not like a strict like you got to start at 5 kind of thing. Like that's not at all.
Well, like
it's more so like going out, like, okay, we have dinner plans with someone at 7, so I know that like I need to be done by 7, but I don't have anything all day.
Yeah.
So if now someone invites me, I'm like, okay, yep, I can go, but I have to be back till 5. And then it also kind of helps me with like the non-important stuff. I'm like, okay, I have like 4 days this week where I don't have anything like really major going on where I can work on other things so that I have more flexibility throughout my days.
Yeah. And like it's been funny for me because a lot of the people that come on the podcast is like guests, besides you, obviously, because you live here, but it gets really hard to schedule podcasts with them because they're that like 1 to 2 weeks ahead in their mind. So they'll try and schedule a podcast with me. Like if I talk to somebody today, they would do it like a week from today. And I'm like, yo, we're in the next month. Like I scheduled a podcast the other day, what's today's date? Today is like the beginning of November. I'm already in mid-December scheduling things right now. Because between hunting and jiu-jitsu and like just spending time with you, like to schedule time to do a podcast, like and more than likely going to be drinking, you know what I mean? Like I have to plan those things. Like, and so like sometimes scheduling a podcast, somebody I'll be like, hey, are you free on December, you know, 20th to do a podcast? And they're like, oh, I'll let you know when we get closer. And I'm like, listen, tell me, like just make plans. And it's almost like I need to send out an invitation for the podcast. You know what I mean? Like it's crazy. But a lot of dudes, I feel like if you want to maximize, like I feel like this is a successful person thing to do. Mm-hmm. As somebody who, like, I love self-help books. I love like entrepreneur stuff. Like I feel like it has been the game changer of things to make sure that we do what we want to do, as well as keeping pace on the things that are important to us. Because for us, like you know, it just helps you plan times for all the things that are prioritized to you. We could even mention that 52. Have we talked about that before? The calendar that we have, the little the weeks of our lives calendars. Yeah, we have just so this is a standalone podcast, we have these things that are called the weeks of our lives calendars. It's basically, it's 52 boxes across a left to right line, right? There's 52 boxes from left to right, 52 equaling the number of weeks in a year, and it goes 100 rows down. So it's this big, like, long, like, page of a bunch of boxes. And each line represents a year, and it's 100 lines down for ours. They're different ones, are different amounts. But basically, what you do is you fill it in for how old you are. So mine's 26 and a half filled out, 26 lines colored in. And you can actually see, like, it's like the top one third of my page is black and gold, but that's besides the point. But it's filled out. So you can actually see in perspective of your life how much of your life you've already lived and how much you have to live left. And like it really makes you think about how you should prioritize your life. Mm-hmm. And so like a lot of times, like how easy would it be for me to just like not prioritize going hunting, the podcast, doing jiu-jitsu? Like it would be so easy for me. For the longest time, it took me forever to start jiu-jitsu. Yep.
Have a 2-3 years to all that when you're done.
2-3 years to start jiu-jitsu, but it has been such a way to help me to spend time with friends and to meet all of the priorities that I need because of that calendar, because of that 52 weeks thing. It puts it all into perspective, and then on top of that, it gives me the calendar to make sure that I'm hitting all the things that I want to do. Sorry, go ahead and add your point.
You're good. And then for me too, like they always say, like you have to like to have a happy life or whatever to be fully rounded. Like you have to have like your relationships, your like spirituality, whatever that means to you, like some sort of like focus on your health, like focus on your work satisfaction, like the whole, I think there's like five categories that you have to like focus on. But I do this thing where it's like not like a very strict or anything like that, but at the end of the month you can kind of go back to your calendar for that month that just passed, and you can see what you did that month. So throughout the month, I'm just, when I get to that point at the end of the month, I look at it, I'm like, okay, so what did I do that held my relationships? Okay, so from now on, like every single month, I do try to schedule like 2 outings with at least like individually with friends, like that one-on-one time, not as a group, not as like anything like that, like let's just go grab coffee. So each month I try to schedule 2 things. You can also see like events that you have gone to where you're like, that was kind of like a waste of my time. Like, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
Or like things that you have done that month that you're like, that was really not worth it. Like, I'm not going to repeat that same thing. But you can also see, oh my gosh, like we went out to this event and that was so much fun with this group of people. Like, we need to do that again.
Yeah.
Or like we spent time at this beach. Like you can see what benefited you that month and what stuff you need to like not repeat the next month.
Yeah.
So that's like a good way to just kind of like keep your life going in the direction that you want it to, and let go of like the things that don't help you at all.
Yeah.
And it takes like a 30-second thing. Like you can just open up your calendar. Everything's color-coded. You can see what you did. Okay, yep, Nope. Nope. Okay. Next month, let's start scheduling.
And I'm a classic, oh, I'll remember guy. Mm-mm. And I don't. The biggest lie I've ever told myself is I'll just remember. And it never works out. So what I've done is like, if you're on YouTube watching this, you'll notice that like there's a lot of clips that get posted. And if I go in my mind, if I schedule 2 weeks worth of clips at a time. So I go ahead, I go in one day, I schedule them all out, and it's good until, let's just say for ease of conversation, let's say it's all my videos are gonna post up until December 1st. And then at December 1st, like if I just go, oh, I'll remember, I'll go remember, and sometime between here and there, I'll go in and schedule more. I will 100% forget. These days go by way too damn fast for me to remember. So what I do is I just put a little reminder on the calendar. Mm-hmm. And then like it's pretty much every week we go through and we check and see what we have to do that week. Doctor's appointments have gotten way easier. I mean, the best part is too, and my dad carries a actual like book calendar everywhere with him. He buys one every year. Like it's a big thing. It's like he takes that with him everywhere. But I found, because I tried to do that too, because I thought it was such a good idea, but I couldn't remember to have it with me at all time. Or if I did have it, I wouldn't have a pencil or a pen, or it just disappear. Or it would work for like a month and a half, and then I would just get tired of it.
For me, but I like, add to that point real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
So for girls, you love your planners, you love your color coordinating, you love your stickers, and all of the things that go with planning. I used to be like
Lily Pulitzer calendars.
Like I would have to have the perfect planner, the perfect color coordination. Like I would write everything that I needed to do, but I found that that was such a waste of time because in the end,
you're the only one that looks
I was more focused on making my planner look perfect than actually being productive.
Yeah, and you were the only one that looked at it,
and
too.
And no one else gave a shit but me. But it's like, I have this thing where if, like, I change the pen that I'm writing with, like, it's the end of the world. Like, I'm telling you guys, like, when I say I'm OCD, like, it's so bad. Mm-hmm. Like, if you I hand you a paper and you write on it with a different pen, I'm shredding that paper.
Not even if you just write on it. If it's just two different handwritings, we can't handle it.
It's so bad. So, anyways, for girls out there, because I know that this is, like, a whole thing where, like, we love our, like, making things pretty and stuff, but it's honestly a waste of time. If you can't pick up a planner to just write what you need to do and scratch it off and move on with your life, and you're sitting there trying to make it look perfect, or like making sure like all of your theme for the month is like Halloween-esque, or like,
yeah,
like it's a whole thing. Like I don't think guys understand. Girls, stop. Just literally open up a digital planner, write what you need to do. You don't have to worry about like rearranging stuff and having to like white it out, or like, oh my gosh,
how many times did you, when you were doing the Lily Pulitzer calendars, you'd be like, okay, we have a shared calendar and it's on the table over here, like you need to check this, and I'd be like, oh, okay, and like, I just never checked it. Or you'd be like, well, I wrote it in my calendar 2 months ago, like you need to keep track of it somehow. And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, I have this giant, expensive supercomputer that I keep in my pocket with everything else on it. Why can't I just use the calendar function? And we found a calendar that we liked. It also, at that time, when we discovered this, I was also looking for a calendar that I could share with Colton. So when I scheduled a podcast, he would know that I scheduled a podcast too. I found another one that I tried, and I wasn't a big fan of it. It was called like Cozy or something like that. I can't remember. Yeah, it wasn't very easy to use. It wasn't very user friendly, and it didn't look good.
This is Google Calendar. It's completely free. You can YouTube how to set up multiple shared calendars. It does not take that much time, and then just move on with your life.
Yeah, and then you actually get to look at it like by a month thing. So like. So like when you click on it and you look at it, it shows you the whole month, and you can slide by like different months. Like it's super convenient.
Google Calendar.
Can I finish making my point? Sure. Sorry. The point I was making was that, so I started thinking like, if when I schedule stuff, it's completely out of random when I know when I'm scheduling it. So like, what do I always have on me? Like keys. I could get a keychain calendar, but that's not going to be very good. I don't think they'd make those. If they did, it's lame. I could get a pocket calendar, which that then it just reminds me of something else I need to keep. And I like very little things in my pocket. I don't like very much, very, because I'm always wearing basketball shorts. I'll just be honest. I only have two pockets. I have to be very selective on what I keep. So I keep my phone, my keys, my AirPods, and then like my wallet. Mm-hmm. So like, unless I'm going to add a calendar to any one of those things, it's like, what's the easiest thing to add a calendar to? My phone. So, and I have it, like, your phone is, like, don't, if you're a dude, don't lie, you always have your phone. You just always have your phone. You're less likely.
You freaking poop with your phone.
100%. But, so, like, you always have your phone on you. You're more likely to forget your wallet somewhere and have your phone than you are to bring your wallet and forget your phone. Mm-hmm. So don't lie to me. I'm one of you. I understand.
I agree. I think it's also important to note your personality type. Like, you are very disciplined. If you say you're waking up at 5 to go do a workout, you're waking up at 5. You're going to be out the door at 5, not getting ready at 5. And you're doing your workout. Me? I just do as I see.
Bro, you're that pharmacy commercial where there's a lady like frolicking through a field of wheat. Like, that's your brain at all times. Just
but everything's up in flames. Everything's up in flames.
Yeah, that's 100%. Like, your mind is like it's the monkey clanging the cymbals together.
Like, I have 5 different projects that I'm doing at once because I started here and then I went to go put something away, found another project along the way, started there, forgot what I was going to put away, and now I have 5 different things going
on. There's whole videos.
And then I freak out. Like, it's a thing. So for me, it's like important to know that your personality type is very strict. Like, if you're going to say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. If you start tracking something, you're going to track it every single day.
So you're very cautious on telling me what you're going to do, or hey, make sure I do blah, 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 because you know I will.
Me, I'm not that way as far as like, yes, I'm very like type A with certain stuff, but I'm also very like scatterbrained and like do as I see and do as I go, and nothing's fully completed ever.
No comment.
So it's important to note that both of those personality types, this has worked for. Like,
so she starts 17 projects, finishes 2. I will start before the calendar. I would need to do 17 projects and I would start 0. But if I started 1, I finished it all the way through.
And that annoys me because it's like, okay, there's 3 dishes that takes 2 seconds to do. Like, literally pick up the sponge, wash the 3 dishes, move on. You're like, nope, I am cooking and I need to finish this task. I need to finish seasoning my food before I can touch anything else. Like you're very like extreme and like I what just you're focus on
the
task on?
At hand. Yeah, you're like, I'm making bread and there's 37 cabinets open and the flour's over here and you haven't touched the butter in a second. It's just everything is everywhere and it's a mess. Your project doing is chaos. My project doing is like systematic. Like, I'm more a mathematical mind, you're more of like a like reading mind, I guess.
Like, you do one task and you can only do one task. Anything outside of that task does not exist.
Yep.
Me, I'm like cooking, washing dishes, cleaning out the fridge while I'm doing laundry and doing something else. Like,
and then she gets overwhelmed and goes to bed because she's got too much to do and can't get it all done.
So I'm a multitasker. You are a can only do one thing at a time. Like, you can't walk and chew gum kind of person.
But you're also the same person that, like, you'll go to hang up a picture frame and, like, you'll get all the stuff out to hang up the picture frame. You'll hang up the picture frame and then you just leave everything on the ground. And I'm like, geez, dude, your project isn't done until you're done cleaning up after it.
But that gets so much easier when you have less stuff to do.
Scheduling stuff. I was so excited about this podcast. It feels like an absolute cheat code.
It is. It really is. Like, you have so much time for so much more, and it's like you're not stressed out. You're not constantly weighed down by like this mental to-do list. Like, it just makes your life so much easier and so much flexible.
And let's be honest, we don't need in a relationship more things to cause turmoil and more stress. There's already enough where, like, I want pizza, she wants hamburgers, we're arguing about what we're having for dinner now. That doesn't really happen, but I'm just giving an example of just the stupid shit you're going to argue about anyways. I'm trying to minimize how many things are a source of contention. Mm-hmm. And like, we'll probably do a podcast on budgeting and how we handle finances as a couple too, and talk about how that has not, we reduced the amount of times that it's mm-hmm. been you know, source of contention. So
also, if you're in a relationship, I don't know if you do this, but I do this. If I open the calendar and I see that that day you have a lot going on, I'm not going to ask you to go do laundry. I'm not going to ask you to put your clothes away. I'm not going to ask you, hey, what's for dinner? Like, I'm just going to do it because I know you already have a lot going on and it's going to make your day easier.
Oh.
Yeah, I can be cute sometimes. It doesn't show up often, but I have a nice side.
So I'm saying it's the first time in 7 years. She's never been nice to me before.
So it's just also another way that you can better help each other if you can just kind of see what everyone has going on. Because at the end of the day, you're there to make each other's life easier, not harder. So why would I try to give you more things to do
if life's
I
already a bitch.
Know that you're doing a lot?
Exactly. Life's a bitch. If you're listening to this,
it sucks.
This is not an ad. Download a Google Calendar and just do it. Just make the first thing on your to-do list. Download the Google Calendar. It takes no time at all. You're probably driving somewhere right now, but as soon as you park, I'm sure you have 30 seconds to go to the app store, pull up Google Calendar. If you're washing dishes, stop. Dry your hands off. Like, I'm trying to think of when I listen to podcasts, see if I can catch somebody.
You're
on
the toilet pooping before you wipe.
Do people really listen to podcasts when they're taking a dump? Normally, I'm like busy doing stuff, you know? Typically driving or like...
Like on break or just actively working on the time.
If you're actively working on something right now, stop, download the app, lock your phone, go back to what you're doing. It's going to take 2 seconds. Just do it. It's great. And then set it up with your significant other. You heard about it on a podcast. Check it out.
Plus, Google Calendar doesn't just have Google Calendar. Like, you can have like the same version of like Excel worksheet, Word docs, all of that. Like, once you create your account, you have access to so many tools that you do not have to pay for. It's literally free.
Yep.
Just do it.
All they want's your data. But that's another story. So is there anything else you want to mention about how this has been super beneficial for us?
Nope. Game changer. Go do it.
Yep. Well.
Like, it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine not doing it.
Like, we woke up, to put it in perspective. We're busy this week. We were busy this week. He's out of town this weekend. We knew we had to do a podcast, so it's Friday, and we woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning so that we could get this recorded before the end of the day.
Yep.
Because we have our calendar.
Yep. Oh, date nights, too. It's great for scheduling date nights.
Yep.
So make sure your lady's happy. All right. Anything else, Danny?
Nope.
All right. I love you. Thank you for doing this. And
I love you, too.
I'll let you pick the next subject, I guess.
All my pet peeves of you.
If you're still listening to this, if you're watching this, subscribe. If you're whatever, subscribe, follow, check us out on Instagram. If you have any topics you want us to cover,
yes, please.
Just reach out to us on social media. The podcast Instagram is Somehow We're Adults. Send me a message. I monitor that pretty regularly. Just send me a message and let me know what you want to hear. Sometimes I'll put a poll. If this is Spotify, I'll put a poll that you can answer where you can put like what subjects you want to hear. Just let us know. We're open books. Ask us what you want to hear. We won't call out any specific names if you don't want us to, or if you want us to, we will too. So, all right. Love you. Bye. This episode of Somehow We're Adults is over, but if you'd like to support the podcast, you can subscribe to one of the levels of the Patreon where we will release bonus episodes that can't be found anywhere else. Any of the money that we get from the Patreon would be used to upgrade old equipment as well as get new gear so that we can make the best podcast for you to tune into. You can also follow the podcast Instagram at Somehow We're Adults, where I share clips and content about the podcast, and the link in the bio will take you to any of the Somehow We're Adults pages. I encourage you to check out another one of the episodes if this is your first time listening, and if you're a repeat listener, thank you for your support. I love making the podcast, and I hope you tune in for future episodes of Somehow We're Adults.